on the movies. Anyway, speaking of Star Trek, guys, we have someone else from Klingon Christmas Carol here. This is Gene White, Gene Monfort. I'm sorry. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
All right. My Fairfield in notes. Okay, hi. My name is Jean, and I have a vivid imagination. Yeah. Across the Universe, for me, sort of took me inside my own head and the idea that I believe that the human mind can create an infinite number of universes within itself. And to illustrate that, I have two examples from my own childhood and later adolescence. When I was 8, and we'll say 8 because I really don't know how old I was, but I was young, my family went to Disney World in Florida, and I went on the Human Body Experience at Epcot. If you're not familiar with the Human Body Experience, they shrink you down to the size of a blood cell, and you go into a body. And it's for real, you guys. I was the size of a blood cell. And there were macrophages. And the macrophages attacked us because we were a foreign object. And when I left the human body experience at Epcot, I was crying. And my mother was trying to console me. She did not go on the human body experience. And she kept telling me, no, no, Gene, it's not real, it's not real. And I, with a, you know, thousand-yard stare of a Vietnam vet, went, Mom, you weren't there. You don't know. You didn't have to deal with it. Man, I saw things, man. There were white blood cells, and there was this splinter that we had to remove. It was intense. Fast forward 10 years. I'm an adult now, sort of. I'm 18. I like to think I'm an adult. We're in Las Vegas, and I am going to go on the Star Trek Experience at the Hilton. It's pretty cool, I know. If you didn't get a chance to do the Star Trek Experience at the Hilton Casino in Las Vegas, it is a history of Star Trek, complete with an interactive experience of being on the Enterprise. So we're walking through this really long line, and like you see like props from the movies and props from the shows and the timeline. And my sister has heard the story of the human body experience, and so she keeps asking me, are you going to cry? You're going to cry, aren't you? I'm like, no, shut up. No. So we go on, and we meet the officer who takes us into the shuttle, blue shirt, not red shirt. So I was feeling pretty confident. And they sit you down in a shuttle, and then the screen comes on, and you're in the stars. And they're beautiful, you guys. The stars are beautiful when you're up among them. Just, it's like everything you ever wished it would be. And, you know, and I'm cool, and I'm just thinking, I've got this. I'm so not involved in what's going on. I'm so detached, man. I'm thinking about buffets. I am not in the moment. And all of a sudden, the red alert goes off. You know, and I'm like, no, I'm cool. That's not real. And Riker shows up on screen. And I go, oh, God, it's Riker. And I go, and then another part of me goes, no, that's Jonathan Frakes. And I'm like, no, it's Riker. Shit, things have gone wrong. And the Borg are attacking us. Yes, I know, it's apropos from what was just discussed. The Borg are attacking us. And at this point, I feel it's important to understand what my internal dialogue was like going up into the moment when the Borg attacked us in our tiny little shuttle up in the stars. There's this part of me that's going, I know this is not real. This is not real. And then there's another part of me, and we'll call it like my lizard brain. It's going, it's kind of real. So it looks real. I mean, like, look, there's like stuff blowing up. Oh my God. All right, calm down. Will you calm down? Mm-hmm. Jesus, you're on a ride, but how do you know? Because you sat down in here. You were just out in the casino. But there's things exploding. There's debris. We're going to hit the debris. And about this point, it didn't matter that our little shuttle was like leaving the Enterprise and that somehow we wound up from the stars onto the Las Vegas Strip. my brain was in the moment all of a sudden, and I just started crying. Because, guys, you weren't there. You don't know. Those Borg were frightening. They're there with their robotic arms, and there's Riker. I mean, Jonathan Frakes. I mean, Riker. Telling us we've got to evacuate and escape. And I just couldn't handle it. It was very real. My imagination decided that I was surviving a Borg attack at the age of 18 at the Las Vegas Hilton, simultaneously the upper atmosphere, simultaneously somewhere inside the deep recesses of my lizard brain, which was all about survival at that point. You know, everybody else is laughing. I'm just there going, oh my God. And later, as I sat trying to desperately wipe the tears away from my face, my sister looking at me expectantly with that kind of like, oh, you're never living this down forever. And we're in the gift shop, and I've got my head down, and I'm buying my gold-pressed Latinum chocolate bars to make myself feel better, and a Federation shot glass. And I'm just not looking at the Klingons who are towering over me in their prosthetic. I'm just like, don't look at me. I didn't think it was really real, for real. I just thought it was a little bit real. I was so embarrassed at the time. In retrospect, I look at it and I'm reminded, and I debated putting this into the story because I felt like it was a little pretentious, but I'm going to do it anyway because who doesn't like a little pretension? Hamlet, right? Hamlet says, oh God, ahem. Oh God, I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space. I could one up Hamlet. I can be bounded in a mock shuttle and believe I am the size of a human blood cell. Or that I am actually traveling amid the stars. And I think that even though I was embarrassed, I think that illustrates the joy of the human imagination and our ability to be at once bound to the earth and be capable of seeing the farthest reaches of space. So that is my story.
Thank you so much, Gene. The last time I was in Vegas was literally 10 days after the Star Trek Experience closed, and the reason that I was in Vegas was for the Diamond Comics Retailer Summit 2008. They couldn't hold on for 10 fucking days for hundreds of comic book retailers? Like, they would have kept you going for months more. God damn it.